Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941. Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
It's the Buzz 24-7 at morningbuzz.com.
This is unbelievable.
Now that's what's up.
Well, hello there.
Hey, girl.
You okay, Kelly?
I'm good. Learning new things. Greg taught me new things. And trying not to put things in the wrong spot. Trying not to delete the wrong shit.
So Kelly, we're working on some computer stuff. And I don't know if you've ever looked at Kelly's computer, Laura.
Oh, yeah. I've tried to get him to do this for a long time. But he said he would get to it.
All of his photos were on his desktop.
Oh, yeah. So you can't even... It's a wall that goes in another wall, and it's if you scrolled,
right.
It's never ending.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
And I said, Kelly, this is really operating slow because it's, you know.
I'm actually shocked that he listened to you because I did tell him a long time ago.
I did it a little differently. I just did it. And then he was like, oh, so now he's doing it. But it's pretty easy. And basically, you're just putting everything in a drawer.
So does he have it like, I did it a couple years ago. Like, I have... family folder.
Right.
And then I have a work folder and band folder.
None of his pictures were in any folders.
Oh,
so he had three or four different pages, like desktops, that were full of pictures.
Okay.
So he's now clicking and dragging because that laptop is so full of it. And
every
slow.
Week I would go, I got to delete some of these pictures. I don't need these. And I get it next week. I got it next week.
I know, but it's making your computer.
But I know,
right?
But finally, next week is here.
Yeah, next week is here. So anyway, it'll be helpful.
Happens.
It's all like it's one of the things that, you know, if you work with computers, you're like, duh, right? But you know, for somebody that's kind of learning, you're like, shit, where does all the stuff go? It's basically like organizing a desk with drawers.
I hate it when it's that day. We have a drippy.
When the day comes.
When the day comes, this weekend, at some point, I have to pull everything out from underneath the kitchen sink because the little sprayer is leaking a little bit on the handle.
Yeah.
I don't know why they make them plastic now.
Right. Right.
There's a leak.
Yeah.
And I gotta do it at some point. But it's like, we can live with a tiny leak, but you shouldn't be living with a leak. But I gotta pull
That's
everything
a good subject.
From underneath the sink.
It's a good subject. Like, what are you putting off? Because you just don't want that day to come. Because right now, when I turn on my backyard faucet, you know where the hose is hooked up to, all the water sprays out the knob. You know what I mean?
Yep.
And you can't just screw it in tighter. It screws in as far as it can go.
I went to try to replace mine because it was this.
What's it called? A Silcock?
Yeah, I don't remember. But last summer,
I think that's what it's called.
I had Trombley come by and fix it because
Jim.
Yes, not Bill. Bill.
I don't know.
I think there's two. There's a Bill Trombley and a Jim Trombley. But one of the Trombleys came by and had to fix my faucet because it was so old and I couldn't get it replaced. They had to change the whole thing for me.
Yeah, when that day comes, the day of reckoning, when you have to do something you've been putting off forever, you just got to tackle it. You got to go at it and just get it
Never
done.
Never fun.
You know? Kelly's brow is so furrowed right now. I'm sure you don't have it. I don't know how you don't have a headache.
I'm just deleting right now.
Yeah. Well, anyway, so yeah, a little computer housekeeping here. That's what we're doing. I keep my laptop desktop pretty clean. I get a place for everything.
I try, but it gets so.
My dad has more goddamn free games that like, oh, I don't know how that got there. Dad, it's a free casino gambling, you know, type stuff. He clicks on it. Next thing you know, he's got it on his, and he doesn't even know what it is. It's probably got all kinds of crap attached to it. And I just sit there and I'm like, Dad, let me clean this up. Oh, yeah, I know right where everything is. Okay. All right, Dad. Whatever you say. You know?
There's the salad I left on my roof.
Something came up during the show. Something came up that Kayla brought up. She talked about saying something to, you know, driving by workers that were working outside or something and saying, hey, stay cool. And she realized, oh, shoot, that's, you know, she felt bad about saying it. And then I brought up, I one time, you know, drove past some workers and I went to a Dunkin' Donuts. I got a tray full of coffees, cold iced coffees for them. And I went to give it to them. I said, hey, guys, I got this for you guys, you know, blah, blah, blah. And just, you know, trying to say thank you, whatever. And the guy looked at me and never took it, you know, never took it and never said a word. I don't know. Maybe he didn't speak English. I don't know. But I got a lot of emails from people saying that those people cannot, they're told not to accept things because one guy texted and said, we had a guy on our jobs team take a water from a stranger and it had fentanyl in it and it killed him. Oh. And I'm like, you've got to be shitting me.
Do you feel something tight around your neck?
And I never really thought of that. So, I mean, I did this years and years and years
before
and years
before that
ago,
was even maybe
before
a thing.
That was a thing. But I never thought about it in newer terms that, you know, I guess you can't.
There's bad people out there.
Can't do that, you know. I mean, crazy. Oh. Just trying to do something nice, you know. And
there's that part of you that's like, maybe, you know, somebody pulls up and they got chocolate chip cookies, which you love chocolate chip cookies.
How do you say no to chocolate chip cookies? And
but then there's that fear that that's not chips, that's shit.
Yeah. You mean literally. Okay.
Literally.
You mean literally.
Weirdest thing ever. Well, that's where you go to.
That's not what I go to, but think about it.
Yeah.
It's like, oh my God, those cookies look good. I could really eat like a whole row.
Yeah.
What if it's poop?
You always have to be careful when somebody hands you, when somebody gives you food. Crazy. That's how the brown acid... got people at Woodstock. You know, you remember Kelly, right?
I don't.
I have friends that refuse to eat at potlucks because they...
Oh, my goodness.
That's the dirty secret, isn't it? The potluck.
Some people, they're like, you know, I made food for a potluck recently, and we had family with us, and they're like, we'll only eat yours. What one's your crock pot? And I'm like, what?
No, that's Kelly.
And they're like, no. They're
that's
like,
a potluck thing. That's
they
the
go,
dirty secret. Nobody talks about potluck dinners because the biggest question everybody asks, who made it?
Yep.
Who brought it?
They're like, Laura,
really
we know
disgusting.
You. So I said, I go, nobody that's going to put the time and effort in. They go, but we don't know their habits in the kitchen. They could be dirtier habits, not cleanly, and we don't want to get sick from a potluck.
I'm telling you.
It's a thing.
Huh?
It is a thing.
Well, once if you have kids in sports, you're attending a potluck dinner because that's what the team stuff is, and that's part of life. And I don't have a problem with it, but I always hear people go, who made that? And I'm like, well, it's.
But I mean, some people.
I'm not paranoid about it, but I hear it talked about.
Some people live dirtier than other people.
It's.
Well, no, I just mean they could
that's
be.
The thing.
They could be not. I mean, okay, she made pasta, but two nights ago, she boiled her dildos in them, and you have to think about that.
All I saw was beef stew. I didn't think about dildos. I can assure you of that. You know.
Right.
I never had that issue that you're talking
that issue,
about.
Yet. But it's an issue.
For you.
Not for me. I just said that.
Other people.
What I'm
That's
saying,
why so many people, Scotty, bring pizza. To, right? Potluck's always, it's all, like, just get a pizza.
You know,
it's just easier. People feel safe eating it, blah, blah, blah.
I think, like, I like to put work into my whatever I'm making for a potluck because I want everybody to enjoy it. That I would hate to know that somebody's not eating because they think I'm the dirty girl.
You don't come across as dirty, so you're okay.
No, I don't think it's as much about dirty as I don't know what's in it. You know what I mean? If it's a macaroni salad, it's got all this stuff. I don't know what's in it.
See,
I don't
want, you know what I mean? I'm up for anything unless there's beef liver in it. I'll try it.
I'm just saying. I don't look at it and go, is it dirty? That's not what comes to my mind. Do I like it is the first thing that comes to my mind. But, you know, pizza's a safe way to go. But that is the dirty secret. And I don't mean that it's dirty, just that it's the secret nobody talks about at potluck dinners. It's like, yeah, who made that? You? Jeannie did? Okay. Okay. I know Jeannie. Okay. That's the thing.
Right. Yeah.
You know? So, anyway. Dirty
it could be Bill, who constantly got
dirty
shit
little
under
secret.
His fingernails.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
You and your obsession with poop.
This
world
in
is turning into, like, you honestly think that people are going to put poop in their cookies. People are going to put poop underneath their fingernails. People
Laura,
might put poop in their...
He won't eat food from me or take a drink from my thing. So, because he's a germaphobe. So, that's all he sees. So, he
poop?
Looks... Like
that's not
he's,
all I see. But
he's
if you
not
look
dirty.
At somebody and they've got dirty fingernails,
not,
and you know they made something that needed to be kneaded.
What I mean, you're making your giant assumptions. What if it was made last night, but the dirty fingernails came from work today and it was already done?
Should I have to worry about that when I'm eating it?
Man, it must be nice to be perfect.
It's not perfect.
Well, you are.
But, Greg, I've been with you somewhere where all you dreamed about was eating a bread bowl soup.
The guy chowder in a bread bowl.
And then when you got up there and the guy sneezed in his hand.
Yeah, he did.
And got you a bread bowl.
Yep.
Yeah.
I was there. That was a fair, though.
I was there.
That was at a fair.
Okay.
Okay. I mean, all right. I've seen it. I've seen people cough in their hands and handle food. I've seen it. Okay? I don't want to eat it if they did that. I get it, but I don't get all crazy about it.
What do you do?
I mean, there are times I'm sure when I've eaten it.
Okay.
I'm sure. Positive. That people have done that and I didn't see it and I ate it. Whatever. Shit you eat that you don't know about is probably way worse than the stuff you're scared of.
Oh, it makes you healthy.
But I didn't see it. So I'm okay with it. But if I see
okay.
it. If I
okay.
see it.
All right.
If I see
all right.
somebody talking over my pizza and spit flying. I've seen it. But I expected that probably the guy cutting it or something, at some point he drooled. Yes. But I didn't see it.
Yeah. Okay. All right. My wife is calling me. I'm just going to look at the phone. Do you answer it every single time your spouse calls? Do you answer the phone? Like, I don't know how often Jeff calls you.
Yeah, we don't really call each other unless it's an important. Yeah.
Mm. We don't really call.
Well,
I know what she's calling about.
But why? I mean,
Valerie works. We don't live far. It was a small town, so you don't live far. It's only a few minute drive from. But she'll call when she leaves work, and I'm like, I'll see you in like 10 minutes. What's the big deal?
Right.
You know what I mean? I don't get it. But
Amy does it.
Yeah.
Because she has a new car, and I think she's calling to remind me that she hopes to park in the driveway and not in the grass.
Yeah, I get you.
Okay. Well, it's been over a month now,
mm-hmm.
and I know. Mm-hmm. I didn't park in the driveway.
Wait, because so she has a new car, she doesn't park in grass?
Doesn't want to, no. No. I don't think it's
she doesn't want to park yet. In the grass next to the driveway because it's a new car.
Is it really dirty sure grass?
It's not dirty grass.
Laura,
at all.
Wouldn't it be more comfortable for the tires to sit on the grass and not the hot tar?
Yeah, I'm kind of. Really
well, if it rains, it always gonna splash.
So, when you go to Walmart, does she park across the street at the mortgage place?
I only rode in the car once the day she bought it. I have not been in the car since then. We take my car everywhere.
Really?
Yeah.
Why is that?
She doesn't like to drive as much, and we're just like.
Why
just
can't
jumping.
You drive her car?
I can.
But you don't.
Well, yeah, your own car. Everything's right where you want
it.
Yeah. I bring anything or forget anything.
The car that Valerie drives is the car that we take when we go places together, and I drive that car.
Okay.
She can drive, but I like to drive. I like to, you know, I enjoy driving.
Yes.
But you don't drive Amy's car?
No, I didn't even test drive it. She's like, "Do you want to jump in?" I'm like, "No."
Oh, I don't care about that.
Yeah, it's your car.
But you own it now. You guys own it.
Yep.
What are you? Are you not allowed to
no.
drive it? You have
no. It has never come. I'm more comfortable driving my car because right now she's got that new car attitude where
that's
she parks
weird.
Parks like you know five. You know and
I just asked that.
Yeah.
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 That's weird.
We switch off all the time because I want to. You know, I take the truck because I want to go to the dump. I take the truck because I want to bring the camper somewhere. I take the truck. Whenever.
I only think it's weird because he's yours and mine.
Oh, yeah.
That's very much him.
Mm-hmm.
We're not pulling our money. It's yours and mine. Don't eat my leftovers. You're very much a yours and mine guy.
The pooling the money together. There's a reason why I don't pull my money together, okay? And
I'm not saying I don't understand.
When you can get burned, and then you can get really burned.
Yeah.
And so I'm not pooling the money together.
So,
but it's yes.
If she buys a TV, does she get to decide what to watch?
No. No, I'm more comfortable in my own car. I usually, when I get home, I park at the, I'm more at the end of the driveway, so it's just easier. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's weird. Okay. Yeah. Fine. Whatever.
But she, anytime I want to drive the car, I am allowed to. I have my car.
You haven't driven it yet.
I test drove the other one.
How long has she had this?
Oh, like 6 weeks now? Maybe
okay.
Maybe 2 months?
Still relative. 2 months. You would think he would have driven it by now.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think it's more weird that she wants to park. She can't park on the grass.
People are weird about new cars.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know? This is her first. This is she's never had.
Yeah. Right. It's a big thing. It's a big thing.
Yeah.
It's weird though.
I mean,
Greg, she came home one day, and she was swearing, and she's like, "I got a mark in my car. I got a mark in my car already." And I'm like, "Hun,
it happens."
It's going to happen. Well, you know what? It shouldn't happen. Da 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 da. Comes home the next day after it rained, and she goes, it was bird shit.
Kelly, how are we doing on the pictures?
I just cleared them all. They're all in Kelly's Picks.
There you go.
Folder.
Look at you. Look at you.
Cool. I'm in a rental car right now, and I will say, I took my 9-year-old's judgment in what rental car to get. I'm not even, how many hours? I've only driven it 3 times, and it's driving me nuts. I had nowhere for my gym bag this morning. I'm sitting on, the pavement when I get in it.
You should see the car that she has.
I haven't seen it yet.
Holy crap.
What do you got?
Crap.
Sports car?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And it...
Not you.
Not at all. There's no room for anything. There's only 2 doors. So I'm like, he goes, I'm fine moving the seat, getting in and out. I'm like, oh, my gosh.
Oh, my God.
I go, where am I going to fit my groceries? He's like, this trunk's real big.
Is it a charger?
It's a charger. Oh, and I hit the gas when it turned green.
You're gone. You got to be careful.
I went from
the rocket ship.
Sitting red light to 38 miles an hour.
Her panties were hanging out of her mouth.
Yeah.
Dylan goes, wow, this is what I like. And I'm like, Dylan, this is, I have a 4-cylinder. My car, to get to 38 miles an hour, it takes me a little while.
Half hour.
Yeah.
With a good wind behind it.
This one is, whoa, I was
flying. Can you do me a favor?
Yeah.
How long do you have it for?
Probably 10 days. We'll see how fast my car gets.
At some point. You got to take that thing out on the highway and have some
freedom. Cut it loose.
Yes.
I'm going to go on the highway, but I don't want to go
55.
Past 80.
55 saves lives. Okay.
55 saves lives.
I might go 80.
Nice vagina. Okay. Yeah. have the last number be a 5, but 105.
Well, Dylan goes, hey, Mom.
No.
You see how fast that car goes? 160
don't
right there. And
it.
I go, Dylan, no. And he's like, Mom, what do you think people have these cars for? I'm like, I don't know why it's 160.
It's not for you.
Oh, it's not for you.
No. She's not used to driving a car like that. You want to punch it to 85, 95, she can't handle it, she gets in an accident?
First off, I think she could handle whatever speed that gets thrown at her. And you know what, Laura? Do it.
Don't do it.
Don't do it, Laura. You're accident prone. You are. You know it. Don't do it. Mm-hmm. Okay?
Yeah.
I heard it's got tilt steering for more headroom.
The car is crazy.
Right. Okay. Good luck. All right. Are you ready for the cooking on the budget segment?
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, here we go. Let's do this.
Cooking on a budget, yes indeed, if you're cooking on a budget. Now Laura says that full price, that's just for fools. Cause Laura Boyce believes that saving you money is cool.
We had to choose between the PA and the air conditioning, and we chose the air conditioning today. So the PA is broken, ladies and gentlemen, so let's just get right down to brass tacks, and Laura's going to give you cooking on a budget.
Yes, I am. Okay.
What is my food of the week? Is it ding-dongs?
No, your food of the week is Thomas's English Muffins. All varieties on sale, 2 for $4 at Market Basket. So I like the cinnamon raisin ones, but you might like the multigrain, whatever.
I like the cinnamon raisin. I like the cran raisin. They got cranberry ones in the fall, and I love the regular ones and the big size ones.
I want to toast them. They're cooked in a English muffin or on bread. Good. Cinnamon raisin bread or cinnamon raisin.
I thought you were anti-raisin.
I just won't eat raisins.
Oh, I'm so with you. Disgusting.
Cookies, oatmeal raisin.
Right. Wow. No, there's no oatmeal raisin is the worst cookie ever.
If I'm gonna, you and I
just said you eat them in things,
because if I'm gonna splurge on a cookie, I'm not putting oatmeal and raisins in it.
Oatmeal raisin, excellent,
delicious cookie. I'm with you, Kelly.
Yeah. What is this? The 20s.
Kelly, beer sales of the week. Market Basket has your Sam Adams, Corona, Heineken, Cellar, Trois, Blue Moon, Amstel Light, and a couple of your Trulies. $14.99 a 12 pack. Hannaford, though, has Allagash, $14.99 a 12-pack. And Shaw's has Sierra Nevada, $12.99 for a 12-pack. Roadkill Sweet of the Week. Head over to Shaw's where you can get your Whoopie Pies, $2 each. And Shaw's is proud to be the lead sponsor of the Whoopie Pie Festival coming up this Saturday, 10 to 4 in downtown Dover, Foxcroft, Maine. So you can head up there after our event if you want, because they are sponsoring the Whoopie Pies. Kayla's Picky Food Sale of the Week. Market Basket, Ben and Jerry's Ice Creams, 2 for $6. She's a house that always has ice cream, so good deal there. Hannaford, your sales end on Saturday. We have your shoulder steak for London Broil, $3.99 a pound. Your legs, drumsticks, or thighs, 99 cents a pound. Assorted pork chops, $1.49 a pound. Atlantic salmon, $7.99 a pound. Peaches, 99 cents a pound. Blueberries, 2 for $5. Sweet corn, 6 for $2. Tuna steaks at $7.99 a pound. 85% lean ground turkey, 2 for $7. Family pack marinated sirloin steak tips, $9.99 a pound. Beef short ribs, $6.49 a pound. Jumbo chicken wings, $1.99 a pound. And your Hannaford premium ice cream, $2.64. Aldi, your sales began on Wednesday. Peaches, $1.29 a pound. Blueberries, $1.99 a pint. Green grapes, $1.29 a pound. Blackberries, $1.99. Your cantaloupe, $1.99. Pork butt roast, $1.89 a pound. And your beef top sirloin steak there, $6.99 a pound. Shaw's, your sales start on Friday, the For You sale, where you need the app. You have your petite sirloin steak or your 90% lean ground beef, $3.97 a pound, limited to two. Red, green, or black seedless grapes, $1.47 a pound. Norwegian prime salmon fillets, $8.97 a pound. Your alfresco chicken sausage, Oscar Mayer beef franks, Oscar Mayer plant-based hot dogs, only $2.97. Your Prince pasta, Hunt's tomatoes, Starkist solid white tuna, Kraft macaroni and cheese, Near East rice or couscous, select signature canned vegetables, all 97 cents each, limit you to four each. Sargento shredded or sliced cheese, $1.97. Kellogg's cereal, Nutri-Grain bars, Pop-Tarts, or Rice Krispie Treats at $1.97. Haagen-Dazs' signature select or Tillamook ice cream. Greg, Tillamook, guess how much?
I have no idea. I haven't bought it in a long time.
$2.77.
There you go.
Which is a bargain because sometimes you're paying $5.99 for that. Sierra Nevada, $12.99.
That's a bargain.
Other deals there are Shaw's, your mangoes, red, yellow, orange, green peppers, and European cucumbers, only 99 cents each. Raw shrimp, $6.99 a pound. Chicken drumsticks, bone and thighs, or leg quarters, 99 cents a pound. Pepsi or Schweppes seltzers, buy two, get two free. You also have your Coca-Cola 12 packs, buy two, get one free. Lay's potato chips, Ruffles, Cheetos, and popcorners, must buy three, limit you to three, $2.49. Signature select frozen pizzas, $3.99. Thomas's English muffins there, buy one, get two free. This is only for the regular cinnamon raisin, so your better deal is going to be at Market Basket for that. Let's see other deals. Your mochi ice cream.
Mocha?
Kids love it. No, mochi. They're little. It's like a Japanese. It's like a Japanese ice cream. It's like has a hard shell and ice cream in the middle. Those are buy one, get one free. Tuscan cantaloupes, honeydew melon, and mini watermelons, buy two, get one free. Market Basket sales, those start on Sunday. We have your boneless pork chops, $1.99 a pound. Norwegian salmon fillets, $7.99 a pound. Land O'Lakes American cheese, $3.99 a pound. Skippy peanut butter, the two-pack, $8.99. Ben & Jerry's ice cream, like I said, is two for $6. Yellow peaches or nectarines, $1.99 a pound. Pepperidge Farm goldfish, two for $4. And that's 24 varieties available. Let's see. Oh, I just lost it. Hold on 1 second. Okay. Large eggs, two for $4. Your Cape Cod potato chips, two for $6. Broccoli saw, two for $3. Greg, your B&M baked beans, 99 cents a can.
There you go.
And Fresh Express chop kits, two for $5. Green seedless grapes, $1.99 a pound. And your shaved steak, $6.99 a pound. Recipes for the week, we have grilled shrimp and pineapple fajitas and also a kielbasa skillet hash. And those recipes are up there.
Thank you, Laura.
Wow, that was fast.
Do we need to fill with more time, Greg? I'll leave you with a joke.
Go ahead.
What do you call a blonde doing a cartwheel?
I don't know.
A brunette with bad breath.
I knew the bad breath part.
Wait, what? I don't get it.
What do you call a blonde doing a cartwheel? A brunette with bad breath.
Because
she's not a real blonde, and when she's doing the cartwheel,
right,
you see it.
Everybody gets it. Have a great day, everybody.
Not get that.
See you later. Bye-bye.
1 hour for less than $1 a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348.